You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Shalom Aleichem to all the GY Boost members. Somebody recently wrote an email to Guard Your Eyes that he was struggling with his wife's looks. He wasn't attracted to his wife. So first of all, I want to say that it's clear that if we guard our eyes, our wives will be a lot more attractive to us. That's a very important klal for people to know. If we're looking around at everyone else, we'll never be satisfied with what we have. But if we're careful with what we look at, and we reserve our eyes only for our wives will be much more beautiful to us. That's number one. But I also wanted to share a nice fart that occurred to me the other day. There's an interesting Gemara in Brachas. The Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha v'chuneko. The Malach HaYashar say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipnei ma ta'naseh ponim l'Yisrael? Why do you show favoritism, kaviyachol, to Klal Yisrael? It says in the Torah, Ki lo yisa ponim, that Hashem doesn't show favoritism in judging. So Hashem answers them that I wrote in the Torah that you only need to say Berkas Hamazon if you eat Kedei Sviya v'achalta v'savato, that you eat until you're satisfied. Aval hei midaktikim al atzmom ad kezayis v'ad kebeitza. But they say Berkas Hamazon even when they eat a kezayis or a kebeitza. So should I not show them favoritism? That's Hashem's answer to the Malach HaYashores. What's the kesher between the fact that we bench Hashem for a kezayis or a kebeitza to the fact that Hashem shows us favoritism? So I was thinking about it, and I remembered a story from the Chafetz Chaim. There was a bacher that was accused of some crime in Europe, and they made him a judgment, and the lawyer of the boy was afraid that he would get put in prison for something he knew that the boy didn't do. So he asked the Chafetz Chaim if he would come and testify about the boy's character. So the Chafetz Chaim was Moser Nefesh, and he came, and he testified that the boy is a good boy, that it couldn't be that he did such a thing. So after the Chafetz Chaim had left, the judge asked the lawyer, "Who's this old man that I should listen to him? Why should I believe this old man?" So the lawyer proceeded to tell the judge who the Chafetz Chaim was, and he said over a story that one time there was a ganef who had stolen things from the Chafetz Chaim's home, and the Chafetz Chaim woke up in the middle of the night and saw the ganef jumping out the window with a bag of his valuables, and the Chafetz Chaim ran after the ganef and yelled that he's moichalim, he shouldn't worry about it, because he didn't want him to suffer from the great consequences of the Isser Geneva. So the judge said to the lawyer, "How do I know this is a true story?" So the lawyer answered to the judge, "Your Honor, even if it's not a true story, they don't tell such stories about you and me." In other words, the Chafetz Chaim is such a great person that these are the stories they tell over about him, even if you don't want to believe that it's a true story. So if he testified that the boy couldn't have done such a thing, he can be believed. And indeed, the judge vindicated the boy. So we see there's a musig in judgment of character. In other words, it's nothing to do with shoychad or showing favoritism. But if the judge knows that the character of the person standing before him is not capable of doing the thing that he's being accused of, the judge can choose not to believe the prosecutor. And I think the same is true over here. Hashem wrote in the Torah, "V'achalta v'savato v'irachtas Hashem alekecha." I will provide for you enough food that you'll be satisfied, and then you will bless me and thank me. And yet, the Yidden choose to bless Hashem even if they ate only a kezayis or a kebeitza, and they're still not full, they're still not satisfied. And still they're thanking Hashem. A people who are satisfied with little, and who thank Hashem even when they're not fully satisfied, this is a testimony to the character of the Jewish people. Every nation in Shemayim has a malach or sar that represents them. So when the Malach HaYashar say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Why do you show favoritism to the Yidden?" In all probability, we're talking about the other Umos HaOlam are saying to Hashem, "Why do you favor the Yidden over us? They also do Averis, and they try to prosecute against us." But Hashem answers them, a people that are thanking me even for the little bit that I give them, even if they're not fully satisfied, such a people with such a character, I don't believe what you're telling me that they do sins, that they want to rebel against me. It's not in their character. Of course Hashem doesn't show favoritism in judgment, but when he sees the character of the Jewish people, he can choose not to believe the prosecutions against them. And I wanted to tie this in as well with those who don't feel fully satisfied. They're not happy with the way their wives look. They're overweight or whatever it is. Of course, the number one weapon against that is to guard our eyes and reserve our eyes only for our wives. But I think this svar can also be a tremendous chizuk to us. If we're mistapik b'muit, and we thank Hashem for providing our needs, even if we imagine we're not fully satisfied, this blocks all the kitrugim against us. This is the key to the bracha of Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha v'chuneko. It opens up all the gates of blessing when Hashem sees that we thank Him and we're appreciative for what we do have. May we all be zeiche to give Hashem our hearts and be happy with what we have and constantly thank Hashem for the chesed that He does for us.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.